Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am so pleased that you are here. I hope that you are telling everybody about it, because how are people going to know if you don't tell people about it? I'm just talking to nothing. That's what I'm doing anyway. The first word... Oh, I have to say happy birthday to my grandpa. My grandpa is turning... Now I have to do some math. 96 today. 96. A month ago, almost exactly a month ago, we celebrated my other grandpa's birthday, which at the time of recording is tomorrow. I will be seeing probably both of them tomorrow because they live in the same nursing home, which is a coincidence. But yes, the one of them, the younger one, he's such a young lad. He is 94, and then the older one is 96. Man, I can't believe it. All right. So... the first word in this episode is clay bank. It's one word, but it's the two words, clay bank. But one word. Noun from 1851. A horse of yellowish color. Why is it called clay bank? I don't think of clay as a yellowish color. That's a horse of a different color. Next is clay court. Two words. Noun from 1885. A tennis court with a clay surface or a synthetic surface that resembles clay. Next is clay feet. Two words, noun from 1862. It's already plural. Otherwise, you'd say clay foot. The synonym is just feet of clay, which I guess we will be reading in the Fs. Feet of clay. What is that? Next is clay loam. Two words. Loam is L-O-A-M. It's like, I'm going to loan you some money, but it's with an M, not an N. Noun from circa 1889. A loam containing from 20 to 30% clay. I don't know what a loam is. I feel like I should. Next is claymation with a capital C. Claymation. This is a service mark. It is used for animation that features images of clay figures. And a lot of people just use that word for all stop motion animation. I get a little picky about it because I've been in the stop motion world in some form for most of my life. I've studied it and I've done it. But claymation is specifically when it's only clay and it has the ability to be changed and moved while on film. For instance, The Nightmare Before Christmas, while possibly they were made from clay originally, the actual puppets were not made of clay, and they didn't morph or change or move in the film, so that would not be considered claymation. But good claymation. I mean, you look at that. I guess technically Wallace and Gromit, because they're made of clay. Although I think in the UK they have a different word, poly something. But they also don't, like, they do sort of like morph and stretch a bit. But there are other examples. I think Will Tippett, he may have been the one who did like the California Raisins and some other stuff. He was, I think, big in claymation. In fact, he may have coined this service mark, claymation. And so, yeah, their stuff was great. Maybe I should post a picture of some claymation. There was also a video game that I really loved. It was a very silly game, but it was called Trog, T-R-O-G, and I would really love to find an actual old arcade game and buy it and put it in the place that I have no place to put it. I'll have to store it somewhere. But it was like, it was claymation, but on the side of the machine it said playmation. Ooh, you're playing it. You're playing with claymation. And they probably also didn't have the rights to use the word claymation, but that was a fun game. Moving on to clay mineral. Two words, noun from 1937. Any of a group of hydrous silicates of aluminum and sometimes other metals formed chiefly in weathering processes and occurring especially in clay and shale. Next is claymore. Give me more of that clay. I need more clay. This is one word, noun from 1527. A large two-edged sword formerly used by Scottish Highlanders. And then also their basket-hilted broadsword. Never heard of a claymore because I don't know anything about swords. This is from Scottish Gaelic Claidmeach. I don't know how to say these words. Claidmeach. Oh, Claidmeach Mór. So the first word is C-L-A-I-D-H-E-A-M-H. And then the second word is M-O-R with an accent on the O. And this literally means great sword. Which word means great and which word means sore? Does more mean sword? I'm not sure if I can figure this out. But it is a great sword. Next is claymore, mine. Two words. It's the same word, claymore, but I don't know if it's related to swords. And then mine, like either a mine that you go digging in or a mine that blows up. Let's find out. Noun from 1961, a usually electrically fired landmine, there we go, containing steel fragments that are discharged in a predetermined direction. Why is it called claymore, though? Is it made from clay? Next is clay pan, one word, noun from 1837. One, hard pan, consisting mainly of clay. Two is Australian, a shallow depression in which water collects after rain. Next is clay pigeon, two words, noun from 1888. A saucer-shaped target, usually made of baked clay or limestone, and pitch, and thrown from a trap in skeet and trap shooting. So I think pitch was the other thing. So clay or limestone and pitch, that's what it's made from. And that is thrown from a trap in skeet and trap shooting. My first experience with this in any form was the game Duck Hunt on the old Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. There was another, you could shoot the ducks or you could shoot the clay pigeons. And then, of course, you've seen it countless times in movies and TV shows, and I've never done this in person, and I don't think I ever will, and it seems really hard. Next is clayware. One word, clay, W-A-R-E. Noun from 1896. Articles made of fired clay. Next is an abbreviation, C-L-D. C-L-D. It is an abbreviation for called or cleared. Which one? Both of them. And we are actually on our last word. It is the word clean, C-L-E-A-N. A thing that we all like to be, usually, and we like our place to be clean. This is the first form. The second, third, and fourth forms will be in the next episode. There are so many definitions for this one word, clean. It is an adjective from before the 12th century. 1A, free from dirt or pollution, as in changed to clean clothes. I should probably do that. Also as in clean solar energy. 1B, free from contamination or disease, as in a clean wound. That little robot in WALL-E, I think his name was Mo. Mo. He loved everything to be clean. He would clean, clean, clean. Now we are on 1C, free or relatively free from radioactivity, as in a clean atomic explosion. 2A, synonyms are unadulterated and pure, as in the clean thrill of one's first flight. 2B is talking about a precious stone, having no interior flaws visible. You want that stone to be clean. 2C, free from growth that hinders tillage, T-I-L-L-A-G-E, as in clean farmland. 3A, free from moral corruption or sinister connections of any kind, as in a candidate with a clean record. And then also, free from violations, as in a clean driving record. There are so few people who have a clean driving record. 3B, free from offense treatment. No, I said that wrong. Free from offensive treatment of sexual subjects and from the use of obscenity, as in a clean joke. There is no sexual subjects or obscenity or adult humor in that joke. It is a clean joke. Do I know any clean jokes? Yes, I do. 3C, observing the rules. The synonym is fair, as in a clean fight. 4, ceremonially or spiritually pure, as in, and all who are clean may eat flesh. That is from the Bible, Leviticus 7:19, and then it says RSV, and I don't know what that is. So the quote again is, where did it go? And all who are clean may eat flesh. You can do, we're just going to move on. 5A, synonyms are thorough and complete, as in a clean break with the past. Sometimes you need that. 5B, deftly executed, synonym is skillful, as in clean ballet technique. 5C, hit beyond the reach of an opponent, as in a clean single to center. That is in baseball. 6A, relatively free from error or blemish, and the synonym is clear, so clean and clear. And then specifically the synonym legible, as in clean copy. You could probably also talk about your handwriting. Is it relatively free from error or blemish? Is it clear, legible? 6B is next. The synonym is unencumbered, as in clean bill of sale. 7A, characterized by clarity and precision. Synonym is trim, as in a clean prose style. Also as in architecture with clean, almost austere lines. 7B, synonyms are even and smooth, as in a clean edge. Also as in a sharp blow causing a clean break. That's probably like, could be a break in a bone, could be something else, but usually it would be a bone. A clean break, I think you want a clean break, so it's more easily fixed. If you don't have a clean break, it's very hard to fix a broken bone. 7C, free from impedances to smooth flow, as of water or air, as in a clean airplane, also as in a ship with a clean bottom. 8A, synonym is empty, as in the ship returned with a clean hold. There's nothing in it. It's clean. 8B, free from drug addiction, as in, has been clean for 6 months. Good for them. Let's try for a year. 8C is slang, having no contraband as weapons or drugs in one's possession. Having no contraband in one's possession. They're clean. And number 9, habitually neat. Very clean. The synonym is cleanness. No, that's not a synonym. It's another form. Cleanness is a noun. Our place, our condo, is habitually clean. It's always clean. We're always cleaning it up, and it's very nice. The etymology is from Middle English, clean, spelled C-L-E-N-E. From Old English, clean, akin to the Old High German, kleinai, which means delicate or dainty. And that's all the etymology. So the words today were clay bank, clay court, clay feet, clay loam, claymation, clay mineral, claymore mine, clay pan, clay pigeon, clayware, CLD, and clean. Well, I think my wife would like me to pick clean as the word of the episode, but me being me, I have to pick claymation as the word of the episode. Claymation, claymation, you make some clay and you make it move and then you make it mation. What are the holidays? For today, August 3rd, in Guinea-Bissau, it is the anniversary of the killing of Pidjidjuti. In Equatorial Guinea, it is Armed Forces Day. In Venezuela, it is Flag Day. It's Independence Day. In Niger, it's also Arbor Day, I guess. That's related to Independence Day. In Venezuela, it is National Guard Day. Now, why does this say 2018? Oh, I think that's the year. International Beer Day in 2018. But we're in 2021. Why would you be telling me in 3 years ago it was International Beer Day? We already know that this time of year is International Beer Day time. Let's see. Let's check this page for some fun holidays. It is Airplane Crop Duster Day. The crops, they gotta be dusted, I guess. This is a good one. It is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. So we know that women don't get paid as the same as men. It seems like it's slowly changing, but I'm not even sure if we've made it there yet. But do black women get paid even less? Why is this a thing? So yes, we need this equal pay day. Clean Your Floors Day. That's very appropriate for today because we just read the word clean. Clean them floors on August 3rd. It is Esther Day. Who is Esther? What is this? Let's see. Esther Day celebrated each year on Esther Grace Earle's birthday. She passed away in August, shortly after her 16th birthday. What? Lengthy battle of thyroid cancer. She was a nerd fighter, vlog brothers. I'm not sure who she was, but yeah. So she was important enough to celebrate Esther Day. Also on today, Grab Some Nuts Day, like peanuts. National Night Out. National Night Out. It is National Watermelon Day. It's summer. I love watermelon. It's so tasty. All right. Well, let's just quickly check this other page. National White Wine Day. Why was that not on the other page? And Tom Brady's birthday. Happy birthday, Tom Brady, I guess. We're going to end it there. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.